Are there any different kinds?
Oh, yes, there's all kinds. There's Puerto Rican. The Puerto Rican is the first sweet potatoes we had in this country. And then now, it originally come from Puerto Rico. That's where it got its name.
Okay.
And but now they've developed one they call the Centennial, the Nugget, and let's see, there's another one. Centennial, the Nugget. I forget what that other one is.
Could it be a Jersey?
A who?
Jersey? You ever heard of that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, now, what are yams? What's the difference?
That's sweet potato.
There's no difference between
A yam is just a sweet potato.
Okay.
That's more like the old, the first one that I mentioned.
The Puerto Rican?
Puerto Rican, yeah.
All right, so you'd say there are two basic kinds of potatoes, sweet potatoes and...
Iced potatoes.
Okay. What do you call the little vegetable with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes when
onions.
You
cut?
And what about the little young fresh ones that you can get, eat part of the stalk?
You mean when you first put them in, green onions?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ever heard those called spring onions or scallions?
That's not a scallion.
Oh, what's a scallion?
A scallion is a winter onion, and it's a multiplying onion.
How do you mean?
And you take one little plant about that and put it out, and then you make a whole bunch of them.
In a plot around it?
Yeah, in other words, they'll grow in a bunch.
Oh. And they grow in the wintertime.
In the wintertime, yeah.
All right, what is that kind of... It's a kind of vegetable that gets slimy when it's cooked.
Okra.
Yeah. Now, do you like okra?
Mm-hmm.
How would you... If you were going to make a good soup, would you put okra in it?
Well, okra goes in the soup.
And what else? What else? If you were going to create a soup, what would you put in?
Well, the first thing I'd do, I'd get me a good soup bone. Now, I tell you what I like in a soup is do you know what a brisket stew is?
I don't think so.
Brisket stew meat.
Yeah, beef in it.
Yeah, it has a lot of fat in it, and you can get you a big hunk of that, and then whatever you want to put in it, you can put all kinds of vegetables, but the basic thing is you want to be sure to put your tomatoes in it. And then anything of your onions and any kind of vegetables, anything else that you want to put in it. And that makes you a good country vegetable soup.
And what would you use for the stock? Just water?
Water, because your water and your tomatoes is your main thing, see?
Yeah, because the tomatoes are kind of
that's
soft.
That's right.
All right. Now then, if you left an apple or a plum around, it'll dry up and?
Rot.
All right, but what is it called? It's like wrinkle.
Well, it'll swivel up.
Yeah, when you want to get beans out of the pod by hand, you say you have
shell
to...
Shell them.
Okay. What different kinds of beans are there?
Oh, now you're going to ask something now. Now you take the your string beans, which is a long green bean. There's several kinds of them. There's Tennessee green pod, Kentucky wonder. And what they call the green wax bean, and pinto bean, that's a long green pod bean. And that's your navy beans.
Now what do those look like?
A navy bean is a little white bean, but it comes in made in a long pod.
Okay.
And then your butter bean, of course, that's made in a little short pod.
And what color is it?
Well, you got white, and you've got what they call a striping.
Oh. And do you have speckled ones too, or is it?
Well, that's speckled ones, same thing as clumped over the stripe.
Now then, what's the difference between butter beans and lima beans?
Well, there's not much difference. It's you've got the old-fashioned butter bean is a great big bean, and then you've got a little one, which is a little small green, or what most people call a little green lima bean.
Okay.
Little smaller bean.
But they are related.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. One's small and one's large.
Okay.
Same thing.
Okay.